You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 31, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why mail-in voting legal battles threaten black ballots? The fight for access to the ballot box has entered federal courtrooms once again. Civil rights coalitions and voting rights advocates are challenging federal executive directives aimed at mail-in voting. Legal organizations such as the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and the ACLU argue that these mandates create discriminatory barriers. These restrictions fall hardest on black, elderly, disabled, and rural voters. The controversy centers on executive orders that enlist federal agencies like the Postal Service and Homeland Security to police state voting systems. Advocates argue that these actions bypass constitutional safeguards and roll back democratic access. To understand this modern conflict, one must examine the long history of American ballot access. The debate over who votes and how ballots are cast is as old as the nation itself. Mail-in balloting did not begin as a civilian convenience. It began as a wartime necessity during the American Civil War. In the 1864 presidential election, 19 Union states passed laws allowing soldiers on the front lines to vote remotely. Nearly 150,000 soldiers cast ballots away from home. This landmark measure proved that democratic participation could extend beyond traditional polling places. Even after the Civil War, remote voting continued to evolve across the country. States gradually extended absentee voting to traveling workers, railroad employees, and overseas military personnel during World War II. By the late 20th century, states like Oregon pioneered universal vote-by-mail systems. What started as an emergency wartime measure became a pillar of modern civic participation. At the heart of the current courtroom clash lies the United States Constitution. Article 1, Section 4 contains the Elections Clause. This clause grants state legislatures the primary power to set the times, places, and manner of holding federal elections. Congress holds the authority to alter those state regulations, but the president does not share that power. Advocates argue that recent executive orders bypass this constitutional balance. When the executive branch commands administrative agencies to alter mail ballot delivery, it encroaches on state authority. This ongoing struggle over federalism raises fundamental questions about whether federal agencies can unilaterally reshape state election rules. The mechanics of voting have frequently been used to control political power. During the Jim Crow era, Southern states instituted literacy tests, poll taxes, and grandfather clauses. These policies aimed to eliminate black political power across the South. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 dismantled many of these overt barriers through federal preclearance requirements. Under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, covered jurisdictions had to prove that new voting rules would not harm minority communities. However, the 2013 Supreme Court decision in Shelby County v. Holder eliminated the preclearance formula. Without proactive federal oversight, civil rights organizations must rely on reactive lawsuits under Section 2. This dynamic has allowed suppression of black votes to resurface through administrative rules. The latest legal escalation centers on Executive Order 14399. The directive instructs federal agencies to intervene in mail-in ballot distribution and citizenship screening. Section 2 of the order directs the Department of Homeland Security to assemble citizenship rolls. Section 3 authorizes the Postal Service to impose standardized envelope rules and delivery conditions on state election boards. Civil rights attorneys quickly challenged these mandates in federal court. Federal judges in Massachusetts and Washington issued injunctions against the policies, ruling that the executive branch overstepped its constitutional authority. When appellate courts issued procedural stays to evaluate jurisdiction and timing, voting coalitions filed emergency lawsuits to prevent immediate harm to voters ahead of registration deadlines. A major focus of the legal dispute involves database matching requirements. Directives require states to cross-reference voter rolls against the federal Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements database. Federal authorities designed the SAVE database to check benefit eligibility, not to verify real-time voter rolls. As a result, the database does not instantly update when an immigrant becomes a naturalized citizen. Automated database matching regularly generates false positives. Clerical typos, hyphenated surnames, and common cultural naming conventions frequently cause errors. When these errors occur, eligible Black and immigrant voters are flagged as ineligible. The burden of proof falls directly on the voter, who must produce complex identification papers on short notice to avoid removal from voter rolls. Strict mail-in voting requirements place heavy burdens on vulnerable populations. For senior citizens and people with disabilities, mail voting provides a crucial alternative to inaccessible polling places with long lines. In addition, strict envelope rules and short postmark deadlines create severe hurdles. In rural areas, where over 26% of residents lack high-speed broadband, online tracking tools are inaccessible. Postal reductions also cause severe harm in urban Black neighborhoods. Facility consolidations and delivery cutbacks have lengthened mail delivery times across metropolitan centers. When states enforce strict deadlines without postmark grace periods, slow postal transit can cause valid ballots to arrive late and face automatic rejection. Signature matching policies present another major barrier for voters. When a mail ballot arrives, election workers compare the envelope signature against historical records on file. Most election workers receive little or no formal handwriting training. Studies indicate that over 80% of signature mismatch rejections are false positives from lawful voters. Ballot curing provides a way for voters to fix technical defects or signature questions before results are certified. When robust notice and cure laws exist, between 60 and 80% of challenged ballots are verified and counted. However, several states offer no statutory cure process or impose tight 24-hour deadlines. Working-class voters often cannot take time off work to resolve these issues in person. Beyond individual ballot rules, executive directives have expanded federal investigations into local election offices. Directives instruct law enforcement agencies to investigate administrators and community groups who register voters. This emphasis on penalties has had a chilling effect on community organizing. Volunteers and nonpartisan organizers now face potential legal liability for minor clerical errors on registration forms. This aggressive scrutiny contributes to a broader targeted enforcement policy that intimidates community leaders. Experienced poll workers and civic groups have reduced operations in under-resourced neighborhoods due to fear of prosecution. When civic organizations pull back, marginalized communities lose critical voter education resources. This outcome weakens civic participation long before election day arrives. The confrontation between federal courts, executive agencies, and civil rights coalitions represents a critical constitutional moment. Mail-in balloting has grown from a Civil War battlefield measure into an essential voting method used by 1 in 3 Americans. Protecting this access is central to maintaining an inclusive democratic process. As federal judges weigh emergency injunctions, the central question remains clear. The outcome will decide whether voting access continues to expand or whether administrative barriers will restrict the franchise. For Black, elderly, disabled, and rural voters, the resolution of these legal battles will determine their ability to participate fully in the democratic process. Copyright, African Elements.